There are more than a half million people of Iranian ancestry living in the U.S. We spoke with some of them to learn how they're feeling about the war and what might come next.
My name is Zara Sarnasoni. I'm an American Iranian. I moved to U.S. 14 years ago to pursue my PhD. I grew up in Iran my entire life, but I did not see any future to stay and work there because of the government.
My name is Hamid Kashani. I came from Iran in 1973, following graduating from high school to attend higher education in the United States.
I am Reza Ebrahimi. I'm 37 years old. I came to United States on the age of 27 in 2015. I'm a volunteer firefighter. I'm a member of the Shinla Union. I'm a U.S. citizen.
My name is Kosar Gohari. I was born in 1979 at the height of revolution. Parents were students here in the U.S. I was 8 months when they decided to go back to Iran. I grew up in Iran. And in 2003, after graduating from undergrad, I moved to the U.S. And ever since, I've been living in the state of Maryland.
My name is Ali Tarokh, and I arrived here 13 years ago as a refugee through the U.S. Refugee Admission Program from Iran.
My name is Betty Amarmian. I came to the United States in 1982. I left Iran in 1978. It is very difficult to watch, especially for, you know, us in the diaspora, because, you know, we're not there. We're not in the forefront. You know, we're praying that the men and women of Iran who are opposing this regime get their country back. And at the same time, we just take it day by day and glue to the news channels and social media outlets.
I woke up Saturday morning. I woke up to the news. Definitely at first, it was shocking. It was scary. But then we heard the news that the supreme leader was targeted and was killed. That was the start to feel for us. It was an exhale of like, okay, there's finally some justice.
Although I know, again, that the grievances were very, very valid, very legitimate, I don't see any foreign intervention bringing any betterment of life to Iranian people. So with worry and sadness and anxiety, I watched the news, and I'm really concerned for the future of Iran politically. But also on a personal level, I'm very concerned for my family and friends. I'm hoping for the ceasefire soon, because this war won't benefit anybody, any parties involved.
When they started dropping the bomb, like, we were like so excited. I was happy. I was like, my heart was coming out of my chest, but I was crying at the same time. I couldn't believe it.
You never want your country to be invaded by an outside force. You don't want the innocent lives lost. But in the current situations and what occurred just a few weeks ago with the massacres in the streets, we realize that the people are hands are empty against a vicious regime that has no qualms about mass killing of its own peoples.
We can build it again. The damage regime done to Iran is more than whatever the bomb gonna do it. On Sunday, we had to go to the rally. I was excited to talk to people. It is very important for every single Iranian. We always talk about it. Show Americans who we are.
We go to protests. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. I mean, it's chaos. Just seeing those pictures of these schoolgirls killed in Minab Elementary School, they became very impactful in terms of making diaspora understand what the impact of military intervention would be.
I used to be a political activist, and in 2009, after the election, I was arrested. I was in solitary confinement for 4 months, and later they put me in prison for 2 years. I don't like the regime. I want them to go, but I learned it's very important how to make changes. Okay, I am against any foreign intervention. It's very hard to see this war happen inside Iran. And my most frustration is on Iranian diaspora pushing for that war, and they sold the war as a good thing.
War is tough, but everything has a cost, yes. But also, we always look at the daylight after it. We believe on Reza Pahlavi. His father built Iran very strong.
Since the war started, I prepare myself for any scenarios, bad news. And Today, my mom called me and they are ready to be killed. Okay, and this is the reality.
We did witness the result of the invasion of Iraq, for example. And we saw the aftermath for years and years and years. And then we saw what's happened in Afghanistan. So we are definitely worried about the outcome in Iran.
Living in these moments, it's really scary. Because again, I was born in Iran. I grew up in Iran. I know these people. But we're all hopeful and positive and hoping there will be a light at the end of this tunnel.